this edition of Game Changers Live. This is your host, Dennis Troianos. Today I'm talking with Nick Noca, the CEO of Mercury Media. Nick was formerly the president of Company C, a leading integrated marketing agency in New York City. Over the course of his career, Nick has held leadership marketing positions at Diageo, Kmart, and Gannett. Nick, welcome to Game Changers Live.
Thanks, Dennis. Happy to be here. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. So let's just jump right in. Mercury Media refers to itself as a performance media agency with a heritage in direct response. Now, what does that really mean in the world that we live in?
Performance media is a term that gets thrown around a lot. We think of it as a way of managing the complexity and the reality of how consumers consume media today and how they make purchase decisions. It's a lot different from the days of direct response when you had pretty much a very straightforward system of stimulus and response. Okay. See the ad, pick up the phone, place an order. The world we know is different. You see an ad, you do a Google search, you check social media, you visit a website. Maybe you're not ready to buy at that particular moment. A week later, you're in the car, you hear an ad on the radio, and then you pick up the phone and you make a call. To be able to orchestrate those different messages, those different media across platforms, to be able to identify what's really driving a sale is very complicated, and it's a combination of art and science, and that's what we refer to as performance marketing. What we do for our clients is we help them navigate through those complex decisions. We help them to allocate their resources in a way that makes sense for them, in a way that delivers maximum return on their dollars.
So how much of this performance marketing is based on data and analytics and customer insight? Because it sounds very behaviorally driven, right?
It is indeed. Data and analytics is at the heart of what we do. On the upfront, you've got to decide how to allocate resources. That's the planning part of what we do, and that involves targeting based on value, based on behavior. It involves understanding how different individuals consume media and understanding how to reach them and motivate them. On the back end, it's equally tricky. On the back end, it's about attribution, and we all have heard a lot about attribution. It's identifying not only which individual channels or touches are influencing behavior, but which combination of channels and touches are driving behavior. So in the previous direct response paradigm, it was easy. I sent a direct mail package. Did they respond, yes or no? Mm-hmm. Is that working? Is it not? Mm-hmm. Now you've got to look at combinations of media and messages, and that's a lot more complex, and that's where data and analytics comes in.
You know, you raise a really interesting issue in my mind as a recruiter, because we go to clients who are in the digital space, and they'll talk about digital marketing, and it'll be, for me, very reminiscent of some of the fundamentals in direct marketing. Do you find that to be similar? Because I see that on your website, you talk about your heritage in direct marketing. So does that resonate?
Absolutely. The direct response heritage is something that we embrace and we build upon. You know, it's about a scientific method. It's about accountability, testing, measuring, learning. We've brought that discipline and that orientation to, as I mentioned, to the world, the complexity and the way people shop today. We've still got to be accountable. We've still got to be measurable. But the variables are complex, and the ecosystem is tough to pin down. So that's why this evolution from direct response to performance marketing is, I think, so relevant and so necessary, because our clients are struggling. They know that it's not just brand, it's not just response, it's not just digital. It's a combination of so many elements that drive success. And I think that the science and the discipline and the precision that we learned as direct marketers is incredibly relevant to how we are evolving as an industry into performance marketing.
This is Dennis Troianos for Game Changers Live, and I'm talking to Nick Noka, the CEO of Mercury Media. Nick, in terms of the fractionalization of media, more and more places that people have an opportunity to view merchandise, to research it, et cetera, before making a purchase decision, it seems to be proliferating. All right. How does a company like yours anticipate this massive fractionalization and try to focus in on what the consumer is likely to do? It's pretty tough stuff.
You know, I've heard the term fragmentation of media. Fractionalization is probably more accurate because it really has become complicated. And not only are there more different types of media, more platforms, but then you've got people consuming, you know, at the same time they're watching TV and they're on their device. So attention is divided, it's a moving target, and it's difficult to plan against. Programmatic buying has certainly helped on the digital side, where we can target audiences and purchase audiences, and that has helped to manage some of that complexity. But on the TV side, we're still buying the same way that we have, you know, for years, for decades. Mm-hmm. So on the TV side, that's why the upfront analytics are so important and the back-end attribution, so that we can understand the influence that a TV spot will have on a web search, for example.
Do you see more and more of the, what I'll call, non-classic direct marketers, you know, the P&Gs of the world, trying to get their arms wrapped around this change in consumer behavior? Or is it primarily for bigger ticket items in your experience?
Well, you know, the P&Gs of the world are recognizing that they need to be equally accountable. Everyone deals with constrained resources. Mm-hmm. They have bigger budgets than some, but they still need to deliver. So, you know, the difference at times is in the metrics. P&G is sometimes looking more for softer metrics like engagement, whereas some of the more traditional direct marketers are looking at cost per lead, cost per acquisition, cost per sale. But I think the common denominator is everyone's looking to get more out of their investments.
Now, as you and I have talked about in the past, we have a very large audience that listens to these podcasts. And one of the things that jumps out at me is that someone in this audience is probably going to be thinking, gee whiz, is Mercury Media a great place for me to do business? So who would be a great client, and what would you typically do for that client?
A great client is a client who is looking to scale their business. It's not only about optimizing, because you can optimize yourself into a corner. You can continue to do look-alike modeling and find more people who look just like your customers of today. And you can continue to refine your mix for efficiency and lose the opportunity to grow your business. There have got to be some consumers who don't look like the ones you have today, who you might not reach with your current mix, with your current messaging. And yet they might be interested, very interested in buying your product if they were aware of it and if they had the right dialogue and the right experience. So what we try to do with our clients, the perfect client for us is someone who is really trying to grow their business and trying to expand their customer base and trying to think about not only the last touch and not only a customer who might be willing to buy at a particular moment in time, but recognizing that there are lag effects, that consumers will take their time to do their research, mm-hmm. and will take their time to shop, and who and the perfect client will understand that the the answer isn't quite so simple.
Do you find there's a similarity or is it a massive dissimilarity between sort of the baby boomer and the sort of the next generation, the millennials and the even younger set, in terms of their buying habits, in terms of the way they think about brands and products? Is there similarity or is it not similar?
I think consumers all are looking for value. I think mm-hmm. they're all looking for relevance. They're looking to be entertained. But the way that they go about a purchase is different. Mm-hmm. Some consumers, and it's not necessarily by generation, it's arguably psychographic too.
Okay.
Some will consult social media and value word of mouth. Others will be more inclined to do the research on their own. Others want to go to the store and want to touch and feel the product. So it's really, it goes beyond demographics in my view.
So in terms of doing innovative things for clients, share with us a small example or whatever example comes to mind of something that you're doing for clients that maybe 3 or 4 years ago would have been not possible even.
Well, you know, we are certainly focusing on the shift in behavior from linear TV to addressable TV and over-the-top TV and what's otherwise known as advanced TV, and how people are consuming, how they're consuming entertainment. We're tracking that with our clients. We're helping them navigate that transition. We are certainly working with our clients on the latest and greatest in terms of multi-touch attribution. We're certainly working with our clients and focusing on new techniques in terms of econometric modeling and value-based targeting. So I would say that, you know, we're bringing a lot of new weapons to bear and a lot of new techniques to bear in terms of trying to be as precise and productive as possible with our clients' dollars. But, you know, the other part of innovation is maybe cultural. You know, I've sat on the other side of the table as a client.
Right.
And we thought, well, what would it be like if we actually under-promised and over-delivered as an agency? Wouldn't that be novel? What would it be like if we actually followed through? What would it be like if we actually were proactive with some ideas and some fresh thinking? So that may not be the newest idea under the sun, but it's something that I've observed can be kind of scarce in this industry, especially because we're all under so much pressure on both sides of the table. You know, to just get something done and move on to the next. And we try very hard to go the extra mile.
You would think that, again, kind of going back to your heritage in direct-to-consumer insight and behavioral understanding, that one of the things that I would think that you do, kind of naturally, is take the long view of investing and partnering with clients versus a quick hit that and the results go away in 6 months, but to actually have a building block approach. Is that accurate?
My mother uses an expression, from your mouth to God's ears.
Okay.
it's still, you know, we firmly believe that it makes sense to look at lifetime value, for example. Mm-hmm. That, to me, remains one of the most powerful and one of the most underused metrics still in the industry, because people are still focusing on, you know, next week and next month. But we continue to try to work with our clients to think 3 or 4 steps ahead and to think about not just acquiring new customers, but acquiring the right customers and acquiring the kinds of customers who will stay and who will repurchase and who will become advocates. So we absolutely do our very best and work with our clients to take a long view, which, you know, quite frankly, it's probably more like 6 to 12 months as
sure.
opposed to 6 to 12 weeks.
This is Dennis Troianos for Game Changers Live, and I'm talking with Nick Noka, the CEO of Mercury Media. We're unfortunately at the end of this segment, but what I would love to do is invite you back, because I think we just touched on only a few of the areas where your expertise is really, I think, very valuable. And if you would come back and do another 5-minute segment with us at some point, I'd like to talk to you about what the future of the agency world is, because you have that experience, you have the client side experience, so you have both perspectives. So what the agency model of the future looks like, and how an organization like yours is really leading the way in that area. Does that make sense?
I'd be happy to do that. Thanks, Dennis.
All right. Good having you. Have a great holiday season, and thanks for being on Game Changers Live.
My pleasure.